This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we are joined in the studio by the president of the Melbourne Chargers, Melbourne's inclusive rugby team, Silas Palmer. Hey, Silas, how's it going?
Hey, Dean, how are you?
Very, very good. Welcome to Mad Wednesdays. Now, we've gotten you in a couple of times during the course of the year. It's like the Chargers just seem to be doing so much.
We are. Well, we're a busy team, and we are always just so busy with everything that we do. So we really appreciate the opportunity to, you know, promote our club through your show and let all of your listeners know about all the stuff we're doing.
Well, last time we spoke to you, the team was doing a game at Amy Park.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was really exciting. And you launched a strategy that night as well for Bingham 2020.
Yeah, that's right.
Worldwide Inclusive Rugby Tournament, which you are previous winners of, the Melbourne Chargers, and are going to be heading to next year in Canada.
That's right. We're going to Canada, to Ottawa, which is one of the cities in Canada. And that's where the next a gay and inclusive World Cup of Rugby is going to be held, the next Bingham Cup. But we had that wonderful opportunity to launch our Bingham Cup strategy by demonstrating a Bingham Cup format match before, you know, a professional Super Rugby match. And that was a really amazing experience for so many of our players. But, you know, now we're down to the actual action plan and implementation phase.
Yeah, nitty-gritty, don't you?
That's right.
Now you've got to actually build the team. And a rugby team doesn't just happen overnight.
Oh, no. A rugby team takes months of pretty hard work to do. We, at the Chargers, we normally do a lot of recruitment around the summer part of the year when the weather's nice and, you know, sun's out, buns out.
But you're turning it on its head, aren't you?
That's right.
You know, what better thing to do in winter but kick into a little bit of rugby training?
Well, rugby's a winter sport. And so what we're doing this year is we're actually hosting recruitment in winter so that people can get that summer bod ready, do the strength and conditioning training, learn how to chuck the ball around, and by the time we get into midsummer, they'll be ready to actually join the team fully fledged.
Well, it's a fun and fit way to get through your winter, quite frankly, isn't it? Playing a bit of rugby with your mates.
Absolutely. Look, it's better than heading down to the beach and stripping off. So,
well, with the weather we've been having lately, I completely understand that. So this Saturday, the Chargers are doing a Rugby 101.
Yeah.
How exactly does a Rugby 101 work?
Well, Rugby 101 is what we have always done at the Chargers about once per year, which is an introduction to the sport of rugby union for someone who has never even touched a ball before.
Like me.
Yeah,
I've touched a ball, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, so what we do is we'll give people who come along an introduction to the Chargers. They'll get to meet a few of our key people, like our coaches and committee members, and then we'll send them out onto the rugby pitch and maybe break them up into some small groups where they can practice some of the key skills of playing rugby union.
So this is pretty great for someone that's never tried rugby before, but has always thought about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity.
Absolutely. So if you're the kind of person who has maybe thought about even just joining a team sport or just getting a bit fit or even just making some new friends, you could come on down and just meet the Chargers and see what it is that we do.
That's absolutely brilliant. Now, that's happening this Saturday. One of the things I think is great about the Chargers is they're a fantastic team. Everyone really comes together. But there's a mateship to your team as well, isn't there?
Well, yeah. That's one of the best things about the team. It's probably what keeps people going. We, you know, we occasionally have pretty hard seasons where we don't do as well as we'd like to. But the support of your friends, you can make it through some pretty challenging situations. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, Dean, rugby union is a pretty physically demanding sport.
So what made you want to get into rugby then? It seems pretty physically demanding, pretty intense. Why did you decide to step up and do rugby one-on-one all those years ago?
Oh, to be honest with you, I just wanted to make some friends. I was kind of just out of a relationship and I found myself feeling a bit maybe isolated from former friendship groups or from people that I, you know, felt close to. I was also feeling a bit fat. I think at the time I weighed like 125 kilos or something.
Well, we have no worries with thick boys on Mad Wednesday. I'll tell you that now.
Well, I'll tell you this. What I didn't know is that rugby union is a sport where being a bit on the thicker side is actually a real advantage in some specific positions.
So, well, I look at some of your players, though. You've certainly got a broad range of body types when it comes. Like, you just never know, because you think rugby, you think a solid, beefy fella. You just go, rah. But then some of your team players are the scrawny fellas, and they just weave on through and do some of the best,
that's it.
Best plays.
So it's one of the great sports because there are positions on the field for everybody and everybody. So we've got you know, positions where being a strong and powerful person or having a lot of mass is a real advantage. And then there are positions on the field where being agile and quick and having great ball handling skills are a real advantage. So no matter what you think that you can or can't do, rugby is a sport for you.
So this is a great opportunity this Saturday for anyone to come and give it a go.
Absolutely.
Is it inclusive of everybody?
Absolutely. So we have a really strong relationship with our host club's women team. Women are more than welcome to come down and give rugby a go with us this weekend. There's nothing in our program for this weekend that would put you in a position where you might be unsafe. We're just going to be chucking the ball around, practicing some kicking and going through some other key skills. So women are absolutely welcome, and we'll connect them up with the right people in our host club to make sure that they have an opportunity to learn rugby. And then, you know, obviously trans men are welcome to play rugby as well.
Yeah, no matter how you identify, you're welcome to come and play with the Chargers. So this is a great opportunity if you've been thinking about throwing the ball around or trying to get into sport in a different way. I mean, I'm tempted to come and have a go, quite frankly.
Well,
this Saturday is a great opportunity. You can head on down to Orong Park in Paran, and you can give Rugby 101 a try with the Melbourne Chargers Winter Edition. It's kicking off from 10:30 in the morning till 12.
That's it, 10:30 till 12, and we're going to throw a free barbecue for people, and we'll just chuck the ball around and introduce people to the sport. And to be honest with you, even if you feel like the sport itself might not be for you, there's probably some really great opportunities to get involved in the club in a social way as well.
It's a great opportunity to just come and give it a go.
Yep,
it's a great chance to just come and give it a go and go, let's just see what this like. Let's see how this rolls.
You'll never know unless you throw.
Absolutely. Well, Silas, thank you for coming and joining us today. We've been speaking to the president of the Melbourne Chargers. If you want to know more details about their Rugby 101 Winter Edition happening this Saturday, you could head to their Facebook page, Melbourne Chargers. It's already up on all of our social medias, but just look up Melbourne Chargers on their Facebook page or their website, melbournechargers.org.
Or you can just head to bit.ly/rugby101.
No one's gonna remember. Like, would I remember that? I'm like, not even. Look at you, Silas.
bit.ly/rugby101.
Thank you for coming on in. I'm tempted to go and have. Maybe I'll come on Saturday and give the ball a bit of a throw.
Look, you're as welcome as anyone else.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Silas, for joining us. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.